The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
Singapore's 15-year-olds impress on the world stage, topping the OECD's PISA test for global competence.
I'm Haryanto Diman.
And I'm Olivia Kuei. Hey, subscribe to the Straits Times channel so you never miss a single episode.
15-year-olds in Singapore, so secondary three students, scored the highest in an international assessment of their ability to understand and act on intercultural and global issues.
Well, this is the Global Competence Test conducted back in 2018 by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development as part of the Program for International Student Assessment, or PISA. And about 250,000 15-year-olds in 27 countries sat for it.
The assessment defined global competence as the capacity to examine local, global and intercultural issues, understand and appreciate different perspectives and worldviews,
as well as the capacity to interact successfully and respectfully with others and take responsible action towards sustainability and collective well-being.
The assessment was in two parts. First, a cognitive test assessed students on their knowledge of issues of local and global significance. As you can see from these sample questions, these issues included public health, economic and environmental issues, as well as their intercultural knowledge, skills and attitudes.
Well, the second part was a background questionnaire where students were asked how familiar they are with global issues and how they develop their linguistic and communication skills, and to what extent they hold certain attitudes and what opportunities they have at school to develop global competence.
PISA has used math, science and reading as key measures in the past.
And this new global competence component seems to be taking these assessments in another direction. Well, here to tell us more is senior education correspondent at the Straits Times, Sandra Davey. Now, Sandra, the Education Ministry said it was heartened by the findings that 15-year-olds in Singapore did so well in global competence. But what is the significance of this and how do we interpret the results?
Well, I think it's very significant and very meaningful, and we should be celebrating our number one ranking in this particular test because, let's face it, in our very interconnected world, this global competence, being able to understand local global issues and being able to have the right skills to be able to discuss different perspectives, different viewpoints and understand where they're coming from, these are all important skills for our young people as well as citizens of Singapore. Well, you know, when I reported on the PISA test results on math, science and reading, there was quite a bit of disappointment because our students who were first in these three areas in the earlier tests fell to number two position. But back then, I wrote a commentary saying that it's okay to be number two in these areas because we were up there anyway in terms of our scores.
Sandra, how were our secondary three students able to outperform other countries in global competency skills?
Right back in 2010, the Ministry of Education came up with a document called the 21st Century Competencies, where they tried to look at the competencies and skills and knowledge that our kids will have to be nurtured in our kids for them to thrive in this interconnected world, right? Where they have to come across different perspectives, different worldviews, and be able to collaborate and work with people from other cultures. And following that, our schools put up curricular and co-curricular activities to nurture these skills. So we've been doing it for 10 years, really. And that's part of the reason why our kids have been able to do well in this competence test. Also, don't forget our language policy, our bilingual policy, and our programs where we try to teach kids a third language, even at least at the conversational level. All this has really helped our kids be able to talk to people from different backgrounds, different cultures, and that's an important part of this global competency skills that OECD was measuring.
Right. Well, as Haryanto mentioned earlier, Sandra, PISA typically assesses math, science and reading and now global competency. Will OECD continue to test these sort of soft skills and competencies, you think, outside of the more academic subjects?
PISA is conducted every 3 years, and you have something like 500,000 kids from over 70 countries taking part in these tests. And every 3 years, it does measure math, science, and reading. But in recent years, it started adding on other tests, which they feel are important, because it tests and assesses students on other competencies. So the one in 2015, for example, looked at collaborative problem solving, and guess what? Our kids came in number one in that. This time round is global competency, because again, it's a very important skill and to master, to live in this modern interconnected world. And for PISA 2021, they'll be looking at creative thinking, which again is becoming very important, especially in this age of automation.
Sandra, this global competency test was done in 2018, which means it doesn't reflect how and what students are learning in a very exceptional 2020. Do you think students are more aware and critical of global affairs in this COVID-19 climate?
Well, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic just underscores the need for such competencies and skills. And our schools have actually been talking about COVID-19, have woven that into the curriculum, be it science or be it social studies or geography, and have been discussing the various issues connected to the COVID-19 pandemic in classrooms. So yes, I think it's a very rich learning experience for our kids, and you know, affects us all individually, families as well, and as a nation. So yes, an excellent way to nurture more of these skills and competencies.
Right, great points there, Sandra. Thank you so much for coming on to the show to speak with us. We've been speaking to Sandra Davies, Senior Education Correspondent at The Straits Times.